हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः अथ द्वितीयोऽध्यायः साङ्ख्ययोगः श्रीभगवानुवाच अशोच्यानन्वशोचस्त्वम् प्रज्ञावादांश्च भाषसे गतासो न गतासोंश्च नानुशोचन्ति पण्डिताः न त्वेवाहम् जातु नासन्न त्वन्नेमे जनाधिपाः न चैव न भविष्यामः सर्वे वयमतः परम् देहिनोऽस्मिन् यथा देहे कौमारम् यौवनम् जरा तथा देहान्तरप्राप्तिः धीरस्तत्र न मुह्यति मात्रा स्पर्शास्तु कौन्तेय शीतोष्णसुखदुःखदाः आगमापायिनो नित्याः ताम् स्थितिक्षस्व भारत यम् हि न व्यथयन्त्येते पुरुषम् पुरुषर्षभ समदुःखसुखम् धीरम् सोमृतत्वाय कल्पते नासतो विद्यते भावः नाभावो विद्यते सतः उभयोरपि दृष्टोऽन्तः त्वनयोस्तत्त्वदर्शिभिः अविनाशितु तद्विद्धि येन सर्वमिदम् ततम् विनाशमव्ययस्यास्य न कश्चित् कर्तुमर्हति अन्तवन्त इमे देहाः नित्यस्योक्ता शरीरिणः अनाशिनोऽप्रमेयस्य तस्माद्युध्यस्व भारत वि आर् सीइंग दि भाष्यम ऑफ दिस वर्स वेर वी अंडरस्टुड विनाशः अन्तः येषां न विद्यते ते अन्तवन्तः अन्तः विनाशः येषां विद्यते ते अन्तवन्तः सो दोस् विच हैव एन एंड आर अन्तवन्तः यथा मृगतृष्णादिकौ सद्बुद्धिः अनुवृत्ता प्रमाणरूपणान्ते विच्छिद्यते सः तस्य अन्तः तथा इमे देहाः स्वप्नमाया देहादिवत् च अन्तवन्तः नित्यस्य शरीरिणः शरीरवतः अनाशिनः अप्रमेयस्य आत्मनः अन्तवन्तः इति उक्ताः विवेकिभिः सो वि हव् सीन् अप् टु दिस् सो दीस् बाडीस् हाव् बीन् सेट् टु बि दीस् बाडीस् हाव् बीन् अण्डर्स्टुड् टु बि हेविङ्ग् एन् एण्ड् इस् सब्जेक्ट् टु डिस्ट्रक्षन् And what is how we understand here? Mrigatrishnadikau. Mrigatrishnadikau. Trishnadikadav. Not Trishnadikau. Mrigatrishnadikadav. When we analyze closely, மிருகத்ரிஷ்ணாதிக, மிருகத்ரிஷ்ணா எக்ஸெட்ரா, மிருகத்ரிஷ்ணா அமிருகத்ரிஷ்ணிகா, மிருகத்ரிஷ்ணிகா மிருகத்ரிஷ்ணா மீன் த சேம் மிராஜ் வாட்டர். மிருகத்ரிஷ்ணிகா ஆதோ சத்புத்தி அனுவத்தா பிரமாண நிரூபணாந்தே விச்சித்யதே. தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் என்ஜாய்ட் பை, எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் அசோசியேட்டட் வித் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் சச் ஆஸ் மிருகத்ரிஷ்ணா அமிருகத்ரிஷ்ணிகா. சோ எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் டெஃபினெட்லி, எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் இஸ் என்ஜாய்ட், எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் என்ஜாய்ட் பை த சீமிங்லி ரியல் மித்யா ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் அப்சல்யூட்லி அன்ரியல் திங்ஸ் லைக் ஈவன் மிருகத்ரிஷ்ணிகா. மிருகத்ரிஷ்ணிகா இட் சீம்ஸ் டு பி தேர். தட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் பிரமாண நிரூபண அந்தே விச்சித்யதே. வென் இட் இஸ் அனலைஸ்ட் வித் ப்ராப்பர் அனுமா பிரமாணம், வென் யூ கோ நியர் அண்ட் செக் அண்ட் யுர் ஓன் ஐஸ் ஆர் த ப்ரூஃப். பிரமாண இதுக்கான பிரமாண நிரூபணம், பிரமாண நிரூபண அந்தே ஆஃப்டர் ப்ரூவிங் த்ரூ தி பிரமாணம் தட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் gets lost. What does it mean? It seems to be having existence, does not have existence at all when it appears. But when it is properly checked through proper pramana, means of knowledge, and that existence becomes lost, vichidyate. And that becomes what? End of that object. Saha tasya antaha. Tatha, in the same way, இமே தேகாஹ, இவன் தீஸ் பாடிஸ் ஆல்சோ சொப்ன மாயா தேகாதிபத்து, சொப்ன மாயா தேகாதிபத்து, லைக் தி பாடிஸ் நோ மேஜிக்கலி ப்ரொடியூஸ்ட் பை மெஜிஷியன் ஆர் தி பாடி விச் இஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் இன் த ட்ரீம், தோஸ் பாடிஸ் டூ ஹாவ் அன் எண்ட். த பாடி எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் இன் த ட்ரீம் ஸ்டேட் கம்ஸ் டு அன் எண்ட் வென் யூ வேக் அப் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்லீப். இன் த வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட் it becomes it, that body comes to an end, that loses its existence. In the same way, even the magician created body also, through proper analysis with the proper pramanam, when you see it doesn't exist, it will lose its existence. In the same way, even this, so subjectively real body experienced in the dream state, the magically produced body which is experienced, okay, experienced, is mithya. It doesn't exist. It loses its existence. In the same way, even this physical body, which is objectively real, empirically real physical body, enjoyed in the waking state, also has an end. Nityasya தேகாதிபத்ய அந்தவந்த, ஆல் தீஸ் பாடிஸ் டூ ஹாவ் அன் எண்ட், பட் தீஸ் பாடிஸ் பிலாங் டு ஹோம் நித்யஸ்ய ஷரீரினஹ, தி பாடிஸ் ஆஃப் ஷரீரீ தி ஆத்மா. ஆத்மா இஸ் கிவன் தி டெம்பரரி குவாலிஃபிகேஷன் ஆஃப் அன் எம்பாடிடு ஷரீரி, பிகாஸ் ஆல் பர்வேசிவ் ஆத்மா அப்டைன்ஸ் இன் தி பாடி ஆல்சோ. The all-pervasive abstract reality Atma obtaining in the body has the title of Shariri. Therefore, the Shariri, Shariri means Sharidavataha, Sharidavan, Atma. Atma is what? Anashi. Anashi, indestructible. Apramayaha, imperceptible. See, imperceptible implies what? Unobjectifiable. Because it is Nityaha. So the three words are used. Nityaha, Anashi, Aprameyaha. This is where I stopped, I think, last class. So here, Atma is said to be Aprameya. It's very important, we have to understand. What is Aprameya? Prameya, if we take it. Let us understand first, then we'll go to the other word. Prameya is a potential passive participle, which means measurable. Because derived from the root ma. Mati is a verb. Mati means measures. And meya is measurable, can be measured. Like karyam, deyam, payam. like that, mayam. Mayam means measurable, can be measured. When you add a pra, prakrashena meyateti prameyam. So that which is accurately measured and understood through an appropriate means of knowledge is prameyam. Accurately knowable, measurable is what? Prameyam. Prameyam is an object of knowledge. Prameyam is an object of knowledge which can be known, understood properly, measured through properly through a means of knowledge. It's a prameyam. Any object is prameyam. So that we have, that's why we have this from this very one root mati. The prefix pra, pramati measures, knows. Pramanam, instrument of knowledge or means of knowledge. Pramanam, measuring. Pramanam literally is a gerund, measuring, which is taken as an instrument of knowing. Pramanam, knowing, means of knowledge. And pramata, pramata, knower. One who operates the pramana, one who knows, is pramata, rikaranta pullingi shabdaha. So prama, from the verb, from the root ma with the prefix pra, you get the verb pramati, and then you derive the adjective pramata. And gerund is pramanam, which itself used as an instrument of knowledge. Said to be the instrument of knowledge. Pramanam, pramata. Then, prameyam is object of knowledge. So, pramata, subject of knowledge. Prameyam, object of knowledge. Pramitihi means knowledge. The knowledge of the prameyam attained through pramanam by a pramata. Knowledge of prameyam attained by pramata through pramanam is what? Pramitihi. Pramitihi or prama. Pramitihi or prama is not. Prama we can say, or prama. Pramitihi also you can say. Better know, remember these words. So, prama. Pramati, pramata, prameyam, pramanam, pramitihi or prama. So generally prameyam means knowable. So knowable is object. Measurable is object. So prameyam. But Atma is not an object. Atma is not an object. Why? Atma is not available at all for any pramanam. Atma cannot be known through any of the pramanams. Because Atma is not an object at all, first of all. Atma is not an object. An object can be known through any pramanam. And the pramanam, through pramanam, object can be known by a pramata. The subject. The subject is pramata, object is pramanam, prameyam. The instrument of, subject of knowledge, pramata, object of knowledge, prameyam. Instrument of knowledge, pramanam. So pramanam can be used as a pramanam, instrument of knowledge by pramata. Only if something is object, prameyam. Pratma is aprameyaha. Atma is not an object. Therefore, Atma cannot be known through any of the pramanam because it is not an object. Then is it subject then? No, Atma is not the subject also. Atma is neither the pramanam nor the pramanam. Not the pramata, as Atma is neither, not the pramata, neither the pramata, nor the prameyam. Atma is not anything. Atma is not pramata, not the subject also. But Atma is available for recognition as the truth of the pramata. Swarupam of the pramata. Atma is available for recognition as the pramata, but atma is not the pramata. Very important. Atma is not the knower. Atma is not the subject of knowledge. Atma is available for recognition as the pramata. It means as the swarupam of the pramata. So atma is abstract, formless reality without which there cannot be pramata. So without which operation of pramanam also is not possible. Without which there cannot be prameyam also. That's why atma is said to be free from what? These three different, triputi bhedaha. Knower, known, knowledge. The knower, known, knowledge bhedaha. Jnatru, jnana, jnaya bhedaha is triputi bhedaha. Atma being a very truth of this abstract reality, which is ever of the nature of knowing, is neither the knower nor the known. It is free from triputi bhedaha, knower, known, knowledge, difference, division. Ever aprameyaha. Aprameyasya. So this was Atma is Sariravan. Sorry. Atma is Nityaha, Shariravataha, Sharirinaha, Atmanaha. Nityasya Anashinaha Aprameyasya. Dehaha ime antavantaha uktaha vekibhihi. We understood very well this statement. Now Atma is Nitya. This Nitya. Nitya means timeless. How do you understand Nitya? Here Nitya, when you say timeless, eternal, what it means is time, anything can happen in time. Anything can end in time. So even this so-called creation does not happen in time. That's why you can never say when exactly you get up. After waking up, you can say, you see the clock and you can say, I got up just now, 8 o'clock, you can say. Really, you cannot say. When exactly you fall asleep, you cannot say. Because from that you can understand, even the process of creation does not happen in time, because time itself comes into being only after the creation. And the reality which is always there, knowing the absence of universe, that reality is free from time limitation, timeless, ever of the nature of timelessness, nityaha. We'll do this little prakriya we use now to really to dwell upon the swarupam. We'll do that after finishing this particular portion. Next sentence, I come to today's class. This also explained last class. Anashinaha itina punaruktam. Nityasya anashinaha itina punaruktam. So Shankara Bhagavatpada himself explained, this also explained last class. These two words, nityaha means eternal. Anashi, which means indestructible. The word anashi means indestructible. Indestructibility also implies what? Eternity, timelessness. Therefore, why two words must be used? So we may think that's repetition of the same thing. No, na punaruktam, it is not repeated. The two words do not mean the repetition of the same nature of the Atma. Just to make it very clear, nityatvasya dvividhatvat loke nashasya cha. The nasha is of two types. Eternity is also of two types. So this also explained last class. Yatha dehe basmi bhutaha adashanam gataha nashtaha uchyate. Yatha basmi bhutaha deha adarshanam gataha nashtaha uchyate. The body which is after death when they cremated, the body which has been reduced to ashes after cremation is said to be totally lost. It's called total destruction. Adarshanam gataha, it disappeared. Vidyamanaha api anyatha parinataha vyadhyadi yuktaha jataha nashtaha uchyate. Again, because of the changes, constantly happening changes, in spite of the body being there without being lost totally, vidyamanaha api yatha anyata parinataha, undergoing a lot of changes because of disease, because of old age, because of such things, then that is also lost. That is invisible change, invisible death, invisible death, invisible changes which happen. That's also nashaha. Tatha, the invisible change and visible change. Invisible death and visible death. Undergoing changes is a sort of invisible death. Invisible loss. So both are there, but Atma is free from such changes. Therefore, the two words are used to emphasize Atma is absolutely indestructible. There's no such destruction. Visible destruction is not there. Total destruction is not there. In fact, destruction itself means only relative. Total destruction also is relative, not absolute. And a total visible destruction is also relative destruction. And this invisible subtle destruction happens because of the constantly happening changes. That is also what? Relative destruction only. Absolutely, there's no such a thing called destruction at all. Absolute destruction is not there at all of anything. So the anatma material body or anything material other than atma, everything which comes under the category of anatma is subject to relative destruction only. Relative destruction is nothing but constantly happening change. Change is relative destruction. Anatma is subject to relative destruction. So body is also anatma, subject to relative destruction. What about atma? Atma is absolutely indestructible. So dvividhenapi nashena asambandha asti. There is no connection at all with any such destruction of for the atma. Iti artaha. Okay. Anyatha prithivyadivadapi nityattvam syat atmanah. Otherwise, it is possible to think atma also has, relative.
Is it a front door?
Sorry. Prithivyadivatapi nityattvam syad atmanaha. It is possible to think that atma also has eternal like, relatively, perennially eternal like other things, such as earth, etc. Tad mabhut. Such a thinking should not be there. Therefore, it is said, atma is absolutely eternal, absolutely indestructible. Iti nityasya anashinaha iti aha. That is why in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Krishna used two words to explain the absolute indestructible nature of atma. Okay. We come to today's class. Aprameyasya. Aprameyasya means what? Na prameyasya. Na prameyasya means what? Aprameyasya is equal to today's class. I'm beginning from here. Aprameyasya is equal to na prameyasya. So the Atma, which is not an object of knowledge, unobjectifiable, which is imperceptible. Pratyakshadi pramanehi aparichedyasya ityartaha. So here he explains beautifully. Aprameyaha, aprameyasya, when he explains, he says, Atma is aprameyaha. Atma is not an object which is available for objectification through any of the pramanams. Therefore, pratyakshadi pramanehi aparichedyam, aparichedyaha atma. Aprameha means what? Pratyakshadi pramanehi aparichedyaha. Atma is something which cannot be measured, which cannot be objectified and known through any of the pramanam such as perception, etc. We have many pramanams. Pratyaksha pramanam, anumana pramanam, upamana pramanam, arthapatti pramanam, anupalabdhi pramanam, shabda pramanam, so many pramanams. Atma is not available for any of the pramanams. Therefore, pratyakshadi, pratyaksha means perception, adi, etc. Pratyakshadi pramanehi aparichedyaha atma. Atma cannot, Atma is absolutely immeasurable, unobjectifiable, knowable through any of the pramana, means of knowledge. Atma is available for any pramanam, any means of knowledge. I already explained to you why. Because Atma is not an subject. Atma is neither the object nor the subject. Atma is Surupma of the subject. Once you arrive at the Atma is Surupma of the subject, as the knower, then you can understand Atma being free from subject, object, instrument, division. Jnana, Jnatru, Jnaya, Triputi, Bhedrahitaha Atma, that you can understand. Okay. Now we'll get into the next. Purapakshi comes here. Nanu, this Nanu itself is an expression presenting, revealing an objection. Oh, then what about Agamaha? Agamaha is another word for Veda. We say Vedaha is a, Veda Shastram is a Pramanam. Pramanam for what? Knowing Atma. Veda is said to be, Agamaha is said to be the Pramanam for knowing the Atma. And Veda is a Shabdaha. Veda is a Shabda Pramanam. Veda Shastram, the entire Veda Shastram, which serves as a means of knowledge, is in the form of Shabdaha, words. So Agamaha is a Shabda Pramanam. So Pramanaihi Aparichedyaha means, then still, you know, we know without Pramanam, no, nothing can be known. So here to discover Atma, we have Veda as the Pramanam. The total Veda is a Pramanam. Looked upon as a Pramanam. Therefore, if Veda is the Pramanam, Agamaha is the Pramanam, Agamena Atma Parichidyate. Purapakshi says what? Atma is known, accurately measured through the pramanam called Veda. Agamena Atma Parichidyate. Agamena Atma Pramiyate. Pramiyate. Parichidyate means what? Pramiyate. Atma is known through the Agama Pramanam, Veda Pramanam. Pratyakshadinacha Purvam. Therefore, Atma is Prameyaha only. Atma is Prameyaha. Atma is what? Known through a Pramanam. Atma is object of knowledge. Anything object of knowledge is what? Subject to change. That's what he wants to say. Atma is not available for any pramanam. So, apramayaha. But still, you are using Shabda Pramanam, Veda Shastram as a Pramanam to understand Atma. Therefore, Atma is still Prameyaha, Veda Prameya. Veda Prameya, Veda Vedyaha, Veda Vedyaha, Veda Pramanam, Veda Prameyaha. Bhagavan is said to be Veda Prameyaha, Veda Vedyaha. Bhagavan who can be known only through Veda. Only through Veda, therefore he is called Veda Prameyaha, Veda Vedyaha. So, reality being arrived at, reality is arrived at through the Veda Pramanam. So, Veda is also, Atma is also what? Atma is also Prameyaha, object of knowledge. As object of knowledge is subject to change, because any object of knowledge, every object of knowledge, choicelessly subject to change. So he wants to say that. Shankara Gurupada immediately says, na, na, Atma is not an object of knowledge. Why? Veda does not reveal the Atma as an object. Veda does not reveal the Atma as an object. We'll see how later on. What is the prakriya, what is the methodology, we'll see later on. Now he says, Atmanaha Swataha Siddhatvat. Atma is Swatasiddhaha. Atma Swatasiddhaha. Anatma Paratasiddhaha. Anatma has dependent existence. Atma is ever of the nature of independent existence. Independent existence means what? It is not dependent on anything to come to light. Atma, Atma Sutta Siddhatvat, as Atma has existence of its own. Atma is not an object. We'll see again further. Siddhehi Atmani. Pramatari Pramitsoho Pramana Anveshana Bhavati. Siddhehi Atmani Pramatari Pramitsoho Pramana Anveshana Bhavati. Nahi Purvam Ittam Aham Iti Atmanam apramaya paschat prameya parichedaya pravartate. See here, pramana anveshana bhavati. Pramana anveshana bhavati. I mean what? The search of the instrument of knowledge on the part of the knower, pramata. The search of the appropriate means of knowledge on the part of the knower. Which knower? One who wants to know. Pramitsoho. Pramitsoho pramatum iccha yasya. Pramatum iccha yasya saha pramitsuhu. So, pramatum iccha yasya saha pramitsuhu. Pramitsuhu. The person who wants to know something. When the pramata, the knower, knower means who is the knower here? We have to say, not, we should never say knower is a third person. Say, I am the knower. When I, the knower, am desirous of knowing something, I the pramata, I the knower am, as the pramit suhu, as the one who am desirous of knowing something, search for what? Pramanam, a means of knowledge. I want to know something means, then I search for the pramanam. So pramata, as a, there is a search of the pramanam, only on the part of the pramata. When the pramata becomes the pramitsu, from pramata is becomes desirous of knowing something, the pramanam is searched for. Suppose I need to watch television. Then immediately what? I have to operate my eyes. I want to listen to something also, not simply you see. Simultaneously I have to listen to also, and I had to, that is a, the pramanam is appropriate, pramanam is used. Similarly, in keeping whatever I want to know, as a pramitsu of anything, I try to find out the appropriate means of knowledge and I try to use it. This is what pramana anveshana, pramana anveshana bhavati, kasmin pramits, pramatari. So only on the part of the knower who is desirous of knowing, there is search of the pramana, means of knowledge. When there must be already, how can there be pramata if there is no knower? How can there be pramata if there is no atma? Who is already atma is there, at siddhe atmanihi. As already already the all pervasive, abstract, formless reality, which is ever of the nature of knowing, implied by the term atma, is already there. There's a possibility of knower being there. So, siddhe hi atmani. As already atma is there, only when the atma is already there, there's a possibility of knower being there. Because of the knower can become the know. Pramitsu. This is of knowing something. Then, pramanam can be searched for. Pramana anveshana is possible. Therefore, such atma who is already there as the very swarupam of the pramata. Atma is already there as the rupam of the pramata. Does not become an object of pramanam. The choice of the pramanam itself presupposes the pramata. The pramata who becomes a pramitsu. And the pramata, in before the pramata, is already atma. As well as swarupam of the pramata. Pramanam cannot be used if there is no pramata. Who is the user of the pramanam? The very usage of the expression pramanam, means of knowledge. The very word means of knowledge, pramanam, presupposes pramata. The pramata, who is the pramata? Pramata is atma, already there. Therefore, pramata is, atma is not the prameya vishaya. Again, pramata, Atma is not the Pramata, but the Pramata is Atma. There is no other than the Atma. And nowhere is self-evident. To know your own existence, which Pramanam do you want? I am. To know your own existence, which Pramanam do you want? Do you need? To know your existence, you do not require any Pramanam. That's why everything in the world is evident to you. All Pramanams are evident to you. Whereas you are self-evident, you know you are. To know your existence, you don't need any Pramanam. Therefore, that knower already knows one's own existence. That knower knowing one's own existence is Atma. Therefore, the knower who knows one's own existence happens to be Atma. Atma does not, already Atma is there. So, Siddhe Atmani, your Atma cannot be objectified. Which means, the Pramata, the subject of knowledge, cannot be known by any Pramanam. Pramanam can reveal only Prameyam, an object. Object can never know the subject. The Pramanam is meant only for knowing the objects, not knowing the subject. But Veda Shastram helps, even though Veda Shastram is the Pramana Grantaha, the Shabdas, the words of the Pramanam, properly handled, help us negate what Atma is not. By negating what Atma is not, words help us stumble upon what Atma is. They do not really directly reveal the Atma. Even Veda Pramanam does not reveal Atma as an object. Veda Shastram, using unique methods, it helps us negate what Atma is not. By negating all the objects as Anatma, by distinguishing the Pramata, and helps us stumble upon the Atma as Swarupam of the Pramata. Then from the standpoint of Swarupam, Atma, we understand, so Atma is neither the object nor the subject also. Swata Siddhatvat. Atma is already there as the Swarupam of the knower. Therefore, it can never be the Pramana Vishayaha. Okay. Nahi Puram Ittam Aham. Puram Ittam Aham. Ittam Aham. Ittam Aham. Iti Atmanam Apramaya. Ittam Aham. This is how I am. This is how I am. This is I am. I am this. Ittam aham iti atmanam apramaya. Without having known the existence of the self in terms of I am. This is how I am. Before knowing the self, existence of self, Paschat Prameya Parichedaya Pravartate. Only then, knowing one's own existence alone, one proceeds to make use of or operate the Pramanam and for knowing the object. One proceeds to or one makes effort to know the object. Only after knowing one's own existence. ஆத்மானம் அப்புறமாய பச்சாத்து பிரமேய பரிச்சேதாய ந பிரவர்த்ததே. Without having known one's own existence in terms of I am, one does not make effort for knowing an object. No. It's impossible. There cannot be. See, even though you do not remember, you do not make pay, you do not really pay attention to this fact, please make a note. It's very important. You do not pay attention to the fact that you know your own existence always. So what Shankara Bhagavatpada says, without having known one's own self in terms of one's existence, Itam aham, I am here, I am this, of I am, or I am. Without knowing one's own existence, one does not proceed, one does not make any efforts for knowing an object. Nahi atmanama kasyachit aprasiddha bhavati. Atmanama kasyachit na aprasiddha bhavati. Atma is not totally unknown to for anyone. Atma is not very beautiful thing, must understand this. When I read these words, are exactly, I only ring in my mind exactly what I heard from Pujya Swamiji. You know, when I see how Swamiji unfolded all this, I can never forget. And I feel so blessed to be able to, even today, the same voice and same sounds, I got so engrossed in the teaching such a way. Not one occasion, many occasions. No other teacher can wear Pujya Swamiji's shoes. Nobody. It's a confusion-free teaching. So how? Let me make it very clear. Atma nama kasyachit. Atma nama nakasyachit aprasiddha bhavati. I'm putting it in proper prose order, okay? Atma nama kasyachit na aprasiddha bhavati. Or nakasyachit aprasiddha bhavati. Atma is not at all totally unknown for anyone. For every human being, Atma is partially known. Atma is not totally unknown. How it is known? Atma is known for everyone in terms of one's own existence. Everyone has knowledge of existence of oneself. That is why the effort for knowing what is possible. I am, apart from me, other than me, what else is here? That the effort for knowing what else is there is possible because there is a knower. So there's knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am on a part of every human being. There's none who does not know one's own existence. Therefore, Atma is not totally unknown. Atma is known in terms of its existence as oneself. So, Atma kasyachit, Atma nama kasyachit, na aprasiddha. Prasiddha means known, well-known. Aparidaha, not well known. Na aparidaha means not at all, totally unknown. Atma is not totally unknown for anybody. Atma is known partially for everyone in terms of one's own existence. Shastram tu antyam pramanam. Shastram tu antyam pramanam. Shastra means the ultimate means of knowledge. Shastra is only pramana. I don't think there's any other pramana available for discovering the truth, obtaining it on its own self. Because available, people have found out. The Shastra is antyam pramana. அத்தத் தர்மாதி ஆரோபணமாத்திர நிவர்த்தகத்வேன பிரமாணத்துவம் ஆத்மனஹா பிரதிபத்யதே. சி சாஸ்திரம் பிரமாணத்துவம் பிரதிபத்யதே. லெட் மீ மேக் இட் வெரி கிளியர். சாஸ்திரம் து பிரமாணத்துவம் பிரதிபத்யதே. சாஸ்திரம் என்ஜாய்ஸ் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீங் தி மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா. ஆத்மனஹா பிரமாணத்துவம் பிரதிபத்யதே சாஸ்திரம். சாஸ்திரம் ஆத்மனஹா பிரமாணத்துவம் பிரதிபத்யதே. வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன்? சாஸ்திரம் ஹேஸ் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் தி மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா, நோயிங் தி ஆத்மா. ஹவு, கதம்? அத்த தர்மாதி ஆரோபணமாத்திர நிவர்த்தகத்வேன. Shastram serves as a pramanam. Only by removing nivartakatvena, Atma has status of being the remover of the dharmas superimposed upon the Atma. Atad dharmadi ஆரோபண மாத்திர நிவர்த்தகத்துவம் நிவர்த்தகத்வேன. சாஸ்திரம் பிரமாணம், சாஸ்திரம் பிரமாணத்துவம் பிரதிபத்தியதே. வெரி நைஸ். ஹவு டஸ் சாஸ்திரம் என்ஜாய் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் தி மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஹர்ஜ் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா? ஒன்லி ஆஸ் த ரிமூவர். சாஸ்திரம் இஸ் தி நிவர்த்தகம். நிவர்த்தகம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? நிவர்த்தயதி இதி நிவர்த்தகம். சாஸ்திரம் இஸ் தி ரிமூவர். இட் ஹாஸ் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் தி ரிமூவர். இட் ரிமூவ்ஸ் வாட்? ரிமூவ்ஸ் ஆரோபண மாத்திர. அத தர்மாதி ஆரோபண மாத்திர நிவர்த்தகம் சாஸ்திரம். சாஸ்திரம் ஹாஸ் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் தி ரிமூவர் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி superimpositions of attributes of anatma. Atad means anatma. Atad dharma, atad dharma adhyaropana matra nivartakatvam asti shastrasya. So shastram is the remover of the superimpositions of attributes pertaining to anatma, which means what? All the attributes of anatma are superimposed upon the atma. So what shastram does? Shastram does not reveal the atma. Please make a note. Shastram is not directly revealed by shastram does not reveal the atma. What is shastram? Very beautiful. Shastram just removes the shastra, only removes it, removes only aropanani, superimpositions. Superimpositions of what? Superimpositions of dharmas. Adhyaropana matra nivartakam. It removes only the superimpositions of dharmas, attributes pertaining to atad, pertaining to anatma. Anything other than atma. You can say anything other than atma. Atad means other than atma. The shastram just removes. Shastram does not reveal the atma. It when it removes all the superimpositions of attributes upon atma of anything other than atma, what happens? Atma becomes revealed. Atma shines. Atma shines. Very nice. I hope you see it. Atad dharmadi. Atad dharmaha means what? Atad dharmaha means anatma dharmaha. The dharmas pertaining to anything and everything other than atma. Atma is absolutely attributeless. Any attributes belongs to what? Anatma. Anything other than atma alone can have attributes. So atad stands for anatma. Body, mind, and complex. Atad dharma adhyaropanamata nivartakam shastram. Shastram is only the remover of the act falsely transferred, falsely superimposed attributes of anatma upon the atma. That's how it does. It doesn't reveal atma. Any pramanam reveals its respective object. Atma pramanam does not reveal the atma. When it removes, it shines. It's called Svatasiddhata. Svatasiddhatvam means what? Self-shining, self-revealing, self-effulgence means what? Self-existence. Shastram to antyam pramanam. Atad dharma adhyaropana matra nivartakatvena pramanatvam pratipadyate atmanaha. If you have a literal translation, Shastram enjoys the status of being the means of knowledge of the Atma, only by having the status of being the remover of the superimpositions of attributes of Anatma, superimposed upon the Atma. Natu Ajnartha Jnapakatvena. Very beautiful. Natu Ajnata Artha Jnapakatvena. Shastram does not have the status of making one know the meaning of the unknown. No. Ajnata artha jnapakatvena shastram natu pramanam. See, every pramanam, any pramanam is what? Ajnata artha jnapakam. Jnapakam means what? Jnapayati iti jnapakam. That which makes a person know is jnapakam. Pramanam is a jnapakam. Any pramanam, pratyaksha, anumana, etc. Every pramanam is a jnapakam. What? Ajnata artha jnapakam. Any pramanam, means of knowledge, as a means of knowledge, makes the person know something which is unknown. Pramanam can make the person know something which is unknown. Something unknown alone becomes known through the pramanam. Ajnata artha ajnatartha jnapakatvena na pratipadyate. Pramanattu na pratipadyate. So Shastram does not have the status of being the means of knowledge of the Atma by making us know the Atma as something totally unknown. No. Every pramanam jnapayati. What? Ajnata artham jnapayati. Pramanam ajnata artham ajnata artham jnapayati. Any means of knowledge reveals the unknown. Nyapayati means makes a person know, means it reveals. Any pramana is supposed to be revealing the unknown. Agyatartham jnapayati. Natu jnatartham. If something reveals what is already known, it is not a pramanam then. We are going to see a beautiful definition of pramanam in tomorrow's class. Understand? What is pramanam? Appa, beautiful. We have a pramanam, definition of pramanam. We'll see that tomorrow. But today understand, any pramanam, what now, has jnapakatvam. Any pramanam enjoys the status of being the revealer of something unknown. Only then it is pramanam. The pramanam reveals what is already known. It can't be called a pramanam. Pramanam is a pramanam only if it reveals something unknown to you. Any pramanam does it. So, jnapayati, verb, jnapakam, adjective. So, shastram does not have such jnapakatvam. Shastram does not have the status of being the revealer of something unknown. Why? Because Atma is not totally unknown. Atma is something already very well known. Why? Atma is very sarupam. Atma, the all pervasive reality being the essential nature of every individual, it's already known in terms of its existence as I am. That is why operation of pramanam also is possible. Knowing the pramayam also is possible. But the Atma is not such a thing. Not totally unknown. If Atma is not totally unknown, how do we say Shastram is the pramanam? Shastram has the status of being the pramanam because it helps us know something what is unknown also. It helps us to understand the nature of the Atma. That is not directly, does not reveal. How? All that the Shastram does is, it only removes. Nivartayati. Kim nivartayati? Adyo adhyaropanani kevalam nivartayati. It removes only superimpositions. False superimpositions of the attributes. It removes the superimposed attributes of anatma upon the atma. When it removes all the anatma attributes as anat, removes, then atma reveals swayam prakashate. Swatas siddha means swayam prakashaha. That's the meaning. Tathacha shrutihi. That's why here it said, yat sakshad aparokshad brahma yaha atma sarvantaraha. So very beautiful mantra from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, which says, yaha atma sarvantaraha. That Atma, that one and the only secondless, non-dual, all-pervasive reality implied by the term Atma alone, is there as the innermost essence of every being, everything. In living beings, it is manifest as I am. In non-living things, it is also there as an unmanifest. The Sarvantaraha, Atma is there all-pervasively as the innermost essence. Sarvantaraha. In every mind is available for recognition. Yat sakshat aparokshat brahma. So that brahma, this the infinite reality, is sakshat atma. So sakshat implies what? Sakshat means aparokshat. Aparokshat, it's available for immediate knowledge. That which is available for immediate knowledge is aparoksham. It's available as an immediate self. Sakshat, Aparokshat mean the same actually. So what does Sakshat mean? Sakshat means as immediate self. Atma is available for recognition as the immediate self. The Brahman, the immediate reality, is available as immediate self. Immediately. Aparokshat, Sakshat mean the same. Let me make it very clear. This jnanam, we say pratyaksha jnanam. The three types of jnanam we say. Pratyaksha jnanam means direct knowledge. Paroksha jnanam, indirect jnanam, knowledge. See, direct knowledge also can be of the object. Indirect knowledge also can be only of the object only. If I know directly, it is pratyaksha jnanam. If I know indirectly, it is paroksha jnanam. Pratyaksha jnanam, paroksha jnanam. Living in London, moving around in London, every day going on the River Thames, when I see river directly, I have pratyaksha jnanam of River Thames. When I talk to my people, my friends who have not visited London about this River Thames, also then you also watch on television or YouTube. Now the whole world is known to everybody. The whole world, all places are directly known for everybody. How? Through media. Then that's why people have what? Paroksha jnanam. There's nobody is ignorant of the world now. The whole globe is known easily through media. YouTubes and G-tubes and what not. All sorts of media. So people have not visited. They do not have pratyaksha jnanam, but people have paroksha jnanam of various important places. Paroksha jnanam they have, but not pratyaksha jnanam. They have not visited in person. You got pratyaksha jnanam, paroksha jnanam, direct knowledge and indirect knowledge. Direct knowledge also is always of the object only. Indirect knowledge is also of the object only. So direct, indirect knowledge, paroksha jnanam or pratyaksha jnanam is dependent on pramanam. Dependent on pramanam. Without pramanam, some pramanam you need, isn't it? Whereas, aparoksha jnanam is neither direct knowledge nor indirect knowledge. It is immediate knowledge. Which means the knowledge of the Atma, which does not require any pramanam to know one's own existence. The knowledge of the existence of the Atma, which does not require any pramanam, is what? Is aparoksha jnanam. That's why it's good. Puja Swami used to say this aparoksha jnanam also very difficult to translate. He used to say the knowledge of the immediate self. There's nothing in between. No pramanam is there. To know your own existence, what pramanam you need? You don't need any pramanam to know your existence. This is knowledge of the existence for the self, which does not require any pramanam, is what? Aparoksha jnanam. Sakshat jnanam. Therefore, he says that Brahma, which is aparokshat, sakshat, the Brahma which is available as the immediate self, as one's own sarupam, is what? The Atma, which is there in their most essence, in every being. Sarvantaraha saha ya atma. It's sakshat aprokshat brahma. This is Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Good. So what is important lesson today? Need to remember Shastram Antyam Pramanam. Shastram Atad Dharma Adhyopana Adhyaropana Matra Nivartakam. That is why Shastram becomes the Pramanam for the Atma. Does not reveal like any other Pramanam. It does not reveal something unknown. Ajnatartha Jnapakattvam Shastrasya Nasti. Shastram does not have the status of being the revealer of something unknown. It only reveals what is already known, merely by removing the superimpositions of attributes pertaining to anatma upon the atma. Okay. Therefore, what? Shastra, atma is not prameyam. Atma is not an object of, atma is not prameyaha. Atma is not object of knowledge. Unobjectifiable. Yasmat evam. Therefore what? Svatasiddhatvat is atma is ever of the nature of self-existence. Atma is self-shining, self-revealing, self-effulgent means what? Atma is self-existent. Therefore what? It has independent existence. If it has independent existence means it has no cause. Therefore what? If it has no cause means it has no beginning. Therefore what? Beginninglessly eternal. Yes, mati evam nityaha. And being beginninglessly eternal. Beginninglessly eternal means what? Beginninglessly eternal, timeless. Because of causeless, it has self-existence. Therefore it has no cause. Not having cause, it is beginninglessly eternal. Because of beginninglessness, what now? It has no change. Avikriyaha, nityaha means what? Avikriyascha. It is not subject to any modification, change. Nirvikaraha, avikriyaha cha atma. So nityaha, you must understand this much. Okay? Nityaha, avikriyaha. Avikriyatvam, this changelessness, being free from modification is because of beginninglessness. There's no beginning, therefore it is eternal. No beginning because it has no cause. There's no cause. Why it has no cause? Because it has no dependent existence. Because it is ever of the nature of self-existence. Tasmat. Why it is self-existent? Because ever of the nature of consciousness, ever of the nature of knowing, awareness. Tasmat, therefore, this is the nature of the Atma. This is the nature of Swarupama, the truth of every individual being. This only all-pervasive reality is ever of the nature of indestructible. Ever of the nature of being indestructible, being eternal, happens to be self of every individual. One need not worry about the death of the Atma. Worrying about death of the Atma has no legitimacy. It's a vain, full of immaturity and ignorance. Therefore, Bhagavan says, Tasmat ar yudhyasva. May you do your duty as a kshatriya, may you fight. Yuddhat uparamam ma karshihi. Yudhyasa means what? May you do your duty of fighting. Yuddhat uparamam ma karshihi. may you not withdraw yourself from this battle, fight. Yuddhat uparamam makarshihi. May you not do the withdrawal, little translation. May not withdraw yourself from your duty of fighting against adharma. Iti arthaha. This is the meaning. Nahi atra yuddha kartavyata vidhiyate. Please make a note. Atra, in this context, yuddha kartavyata na vidhiyate. Here Bhagavan does not insist on his duty of a kshatriya. Bhagavan does not insist on the duty of kshatriya. Because yuddham, fighting, waging a war, involving oneself in a battle against adharma, for protecting dharma, is the duty of a kshatriya. Therefore, he was saying, may you fight. But now, in this context, here, Bhagavan does this yuddha kartavyata na vidhiyate. Bhagavan says yudhyasva does not mean Bhagavan is insisting on his duty, the fighting as a duty of a kshatriya. But he says, yuddhe pravrutte eva hi aso shokamoha pratibaddha tushnim aste. Yuddhe pravrutte eva hi aso shokamoha pratibaddha tushnim aste. Ataha tasya pratibandha apanayana matram Bhagavata kriyate. He was already involved in this. He was about to fight. Yuddhe pravruttaheva. He was going to fight. Still, what happens? What prevented him? Shokamoha pratibaddha tushnim aste. He was going to involve himself in the battle, Arjuna, but he remained quiet. He remains quiet because of the obstruction, the pratibandha caused by what? Grief and delusion. It is a grief, it is delusion which prevented him from doing what had to be done. But he remains quiet. Tushnim aste. Why? Because he was, what stopped him? What obstructed him? It is his shoka and moha, grief and delusion. He was not completely uninvolved. He came to the battlefield enthusiastically to fight. After coming there, he kept quiet. He didn't want to fight. That is when shoka and moha overtook him. And being obstructed by his own shoka and moha, he remained quiet. He didn't want to do his duty. Therefore, tasya pratibandha apanayana matram bhagavata kriyate. Very nice. What does Bhagavan do? This is what a subtleness of shastram. What is done by Bhagavan? Bhagavata kim kriyate? Kim kriyate? Bhagavata apanayana matram kriyate. Removal alone is done by Bhagavan. Removal of what? Removal of obstruction. Pratibandha apanayana matram bhagavata kriyate. Apanayati removes. Apanayanam removing removal. Apanayanam kevalam apanayanam. Apanayana matram means what? Only removal alone is done by Bhagavan. Which means it's only removed. What is the removal of what is done by Bhagavan? Pratibandha. What is pratibandha? Obstruction. Obstruction what? In doing one's duty. What caused the pratibandha? Shokamoha. So, Bhagavan's teaching removes Bhagavan only by his teaching, Bhagavan only removes moha, removes shoka. By removing the shoka moha, which is a pratibandha, so Bhagavan makes him, tells him to do the his duty. He was not totally uninvolved in his duty. Yuddhe pravruttah eva. He was involved in his duty, but in between, he remained, he was silent, quiet, he didn't want to do, because his action was obstructed by his grief and delusion, and the whole teaching was to remove the shoka moha, the obstructing factors in his doing his duty. Pratibandha apanayana matram bhagavata kriyate. Tasmat yudhyasva iti anuvada matram na vidhi. Please make a note. When Bhagavan says yudhyasva, Arjuna, may you do your duty. When you fight, Bhagavan says do fight, it's not a commandment, it is not a rule, it is not even compelling him to do his duty. It is only just the translation of that. What now? Anuvada matra means just to make him make us understand also. Yudhyasva, Bhagavan says, now your grief has gone. There's no reason for you to be grieving. There's no reason for you to be deluded. And that grief and delusion are gone means they are the obstructing factors. The gone means, and what choice he has? He has to fight. Bhagavan explained what is delusion, what is shoka, what is moha. Not, once you understand what is the nature of the Atma, it is the erroneous perception. Because of self-ignorance, there is erroneous perception of the self. Body, mind and complex mistaken to be the self. And the destruction of the body, all the attributes of the body, mind and complex are superimposed upon the Atma, which is adhyaropaha. Because of it, there is a wrong, strong notion that he will be destroying, others will be destroyed and he will be the destroyer, etc. The strong, knower, enjoyer notions centered on I. So if I am a killer, then I become the enjoyer of papam, etc. All the strong notions. This sadhyaropa, superimposition of anatma dharmas upon the atma, contributes for shoka and moha. Raga, shoka, moha. Now Bhagavan, once he understands what Atma is, how Atma is nityaha, anashi, aprameyaha, then shoka and moha should go. Shoka and moha go means an obstructing factors in doing his duty have gone means he has to do his duty. That is what is implied by the word yudhyasva. May you do means what? Not a commandment, not even emphasis, insistence to do his duty, just to remind him, just to tell him there's no reason for not doing one's duty. Because there's no reason for moha, there's no reason for shoka. The nature of the Atma is indestructible. Shoka mohadi samsara karanivrutyartha Gita Shastram. Shoka mohadi, very beautiful. Shoka mohadi samsara karana nivrutyartha Gita Shastram. What is Gita Shastram? What is the purpose of Gita Shastram? Bhagavad Gita is a Shastram, Sakshat Shastram. Gita is Shastram for us. They say Shastram, I mean Soma. It is just for us Shruti Mata. So Gita Shastram is for the purpose of the removal of the cause of samsara fraught with grief and delusion. Shoka mohadi samsara karana nivrutyartha Gita Shastram. Gita Shastram does not make, nobody needs to come and tell us to do that, this. Shoka moha has to be removed. Shoka has to be removed, moha has to be removed. If shoka moha are removed, then everything can happen. So the Gita Shastram is for the purpose of the removal of the cause of samsara in the form of shokaha, mohaha, etc. Grief, delusion, etc. How shoka and moha goes? Ajnanam goes, shoka goes, moha goes. Ajnana nivritto, shoka moho, shokaha api nivartate, moha api nivartate. Prajnana vritti, what you need? Jnanam. That jnanam is revealed by the Shastra. Atma jnanam is imparted by the Gita Shastra. So, na pravartakam. Very nice. Na pravartakam. Gita Shastram is not pravartakam. Gita Shastram is not something which makes one do things. Beautiful. In our Shastra, it doesn't make you do this, don't do this. Completely this is commandments belong to other cultures. Okay. For you to live in this world as a human being, to enjoy this life, what is ordained by Bhagavan, you must be definitely a contributor. To be a contributor, you just need to do what has to be done by you. To be able to do efficiently, contributively, you must be free from grief and delusion. Beautiful. Isn't it wonderful? If you are free from grief and delusion, the span of life is ordained for you. Definitely you will be abundantly, you will be absolutely contributive, constructive, and you will be rejoicing. Your life will be what? Life will be a holiday for you. In spite of being highly involved also, it'll be enjoyable, pleasant life. For you to be contributively, constructively, efficiently, effective, active, you need not be told to do. You will be. There should not be raga, shoka, moha should not be there. If these three are, especially shoka and moha are not there, you will be choicelessly contributive, constructive. Contributively, constructively, you will be active. Because it's the very nature of the Prakriti. But for shoka moha, my God, always we feel so burdened and heavy. And why? Shoka moha come and sit. Because of ajnanam. So Gita, Bhagavad Gita is not meant for active, making anybody active. Na pravartakam. It just is meant for removal of the cause of samsara in the form of grief and delusion. Na pravartakam. Iti yetasya arthasya sakshi bhute richau aninaya bhagavan. Yattu manyase yuddhe bhishmadeha maya hanyante ahameva tesham hanta iti yesha buddhi mrisha eva te katham. Okay, now we are going to see the next is introduction to the next verse. We'll see it tomorrow. It's all right. I enjoyed everything what is said. I don't know how you formed it. Okay. You see, some of the students, you are coming a lot of beautiful these words, you know. Some of them is highly expressive. Okay, we'll see tomorrow. Tomorrow, as you go ahead, will be nice. See, such important points I have to make note. The definition of Shastram. What does Shastram do? What is Shastram not meant for? And what is Gita Shastram? The very important sentence. Gita Shastram na pravartakam. Gita Shastram shoka mohadi samsara karana nivrityartha Gita Shastram. Remember, we'll continue tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.